主，我们感谢你赐给我们有这么样子的一个很好的一个团契。
Lord, once again we thank thee for this beautiful fellowship.
在每个礼拜四的早晨我们都聚在一起来彼此分享你所带给我们的恩典以及你所要赏赐给我们的道理。
And every Thursday morning, we assemble here to share with the grace received from thee and also to share with thy teachings.
虽然我们彼此之间没有带着什么，但是有你在我们的中间，我们就感受到你所赏赐给我们的丰富。
We can sense to the abundant blessings, especially you are with thee.
主，我们感谢你今天早上我们能够再次的聚集在这里。
We love and thank thee for providing us this opportunity to assemble here all together.
我们感谢你也您带领一位姊妹从 Boston 来的姊妹要来这里，我们来向大家来做见证，来荣耀主你的圣名。
And you brought one sister from Boston to testify to us.
求主你带领我们这样子的聚会。
May the Lord guide this service.
让我们有一颗虔诚敬畏的心在这边来一起来彼此互相的来学习分享。
So we all have a faithful heart to listen to thy words and listen to the testimony.
主啊，我们也感谢你在过去的一年当中赏赐给我们每个人丰丰富富的恩典。
Lord, we thank thee in the past year thou gave us so many blessings.
求主你继续的带领保守教会一切的圣工的发展。
May the Lord guide our footsteps and also guide the circuit works in the church.
让我们在教会之中弟兄姐妹能够用爱心来彼此荣耀你的圣名。
So brothers and sisters in Christ can all glorify thy name.
主，我们这是一个属灵的一个大家庭，也是一个你用爱所为我们建立的大家庭。
This is the spiritual family built by thy love.
求主你看管我们每一个人的脚步。
May the Lord guide our footsteps.
也求主你祝福今天来到我们当中的朋友们。
May the Lord guide our may the Lord bless our friends who are with us today.
求主你用你的灵亲自的来吸引他们来到你的面前。
May the Spirit of the Lord draw them to the front of thee.
我们愿将一切的颂赞荣耀都归主你的圣名。
May all the glory and praises be given to thy holy name.
直到永永远远。
From now until forever.
Hallelujah.Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主的恩典我们能够聚在这里星期四早上所以我们像小弟呢也很少星期四早上能够来参加这个姊妹团契的聚会。
Thank the Lord, especially on this Thursday morning. Even I myself do not often attend this service.
但是今天是感恩节，所以我们聚在这里来一起来聚会。
Today is Thanksgiving Day, so we hold a special fellowship service.
那我们也很看到许多的朋友第一次来到我们的当中，我们非常的欢迎你们。
We also welcome our first-time friends and visitors.
我们求神来带领这样子的一个聚会。
May the Lord guide this service.
那我们早上是想请 Sister Ha, 就是 Brother Wooty 的太太呢来这里为我们来做见证。
This morning I would call upon Sister Ha from Boston. She is a spouse of Brother Wooty.
平常我们都只看到 Brother Wooty 在这里给我们领会
We only see Brother Wooty.
那今天能够看到他的太太来这边来做见证呢，真的是感谢神。
We really thank thee to have his spouse be with us today and testify to us.
所以我们现在就请 Sister Ha 来为我们做见证。
Now we call upon Sister Ha to testify.
Hello.
各位好。
Hi, morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bear testimony.
奉主是基督圣名做见证。
It's actually quite an honor to be back here in San Jose. I actually grew up here when I was little, in the Campbell area.
特别是我们今天又能够在圣何西教会跟各位一起来聚集聚会。
And it is truly a blessing to be able to, you know, be gathered together on Thanksgiving morning to just give thanks to God and to share my story with you.
尤其是在感恩节的今天我能跟各位一起来分享我个人的这个体验和见证。
I think we each, you know, each one of us, we have our own story of how we've come, you know, to know God, and everyone is unique, but our ultimate goal is the same. We come from various places, but the ultimate goal is our destination is heaven.
好像我们每个个人对信主的经历和体验都有所不同，可是我们最终的目的就是要前往那永生的国度。
So I'm very thankful to be able to share my story with you, and hopefully it'll be some mutual encouragement.
我以感恩的心跟各位来分享我的见证，这作为彼此互相的勉励。
So just a little bit of my family background. I was born in Saigon, Vietnam.
让我跟各位先提一下我的家庭背景。我原先是在越南的西贡出生的，也就是今天的胡志明市。
And my family left when I was a baby to immigrate to the United States.
当我还是婴孩的时候，我父母就移民到美国。
And first we were in Minnesota for about a year, but then it was really cold, and so we ended up in California in Campbell.
那么 Campbell?
Yeah, Campbell.
我们在这个明尼苏达的地方过了一年，那儿非常的寒冷。后来我们就搬到加州的 Campbell。
And I lived there until I was about 8 years old in Campbell. And then unfortunately there's some family issues and my parents got divorced. And so I moved with my father to Boston.
后来在那边住了八年以后，由于我父母的离异，那我就跟着父亲搬到波士顿。
And so my childhood, you know, probably wasn't ideal in that, you know, I kind of grew up in a single parent home in Boston. And things were a little bit difficult, like economically, because my dad was, you know, trying to make ends meet, working as a maintenance person.
在那个时候，那么这个单亲家庭是很不容易过的，尤其是在这个经济方面。
And you know, he was in a bit of a depression himself, and drank often, you know, probably due to the, you know, divorce.
可能由于离异的关系，我父亲情绪不是很好。
And so I grew up in an urban area and went to the public schools, and some of them were kind of rough, and I did my share of hanging out with, you know, the rough crowd.
我住在这个城市里面，那么这个周遭的环境也不是十分很好。
But thank God, I mean, you know, not like some of my other friends, I didn't get too deep into the whole partying scene. You know, I kind of knew to, had some sense to, you know, stay away from a lot of the drugs and a lot of the other activities, and at least stay in school, not, you know, not drop out of school and, or, you know, get pregnant or anything like that. So. Yeah.
很感谢神的是，我并没有这个随波逐流，陷入那些一般的青年人的一些坏的这个习气。
And so it was actually during one of these nights out of town that I met my would-be husband, Vudi.
就是后来我碰见我以后将来的这先生，就是马武道弟兄。
It was a at an 18 and over nightclub in Boston, and I was 15 years old with my friend's ID.
我在15岁可是就拿了那个我朋友的身份证，那么到就夜总会去。
And you know, so whatever, we flirted, and you know, and then we, I don't know, somehow we got together, and we were, I guess we've been together since.
我们就在那时候就认识。
But you know, I mean, it wasn't, you know, before Christ, so we knew each other. Well, we know each other for like 10 years now, but we've only been married for 5 years, because 5 years prior to that, we were just kind of dating.
那么我们虽然在前面的差不多将近十年的时间，我们就互相的约会，那么我们已经到目前为止，我们已经结婚了五年，可是因为这些都是在我们信主之前发生的。
And you know, we had some rough times, because you know, we didn't have God, and I think each of us kind of felt like we had our own problems, and we're trying to find somebody that would make us happy. And
在我们信主之前，我们都经过了一些相当大的这个困扰。
And you know, we each had our own, you know, needs and wants, and the other person really didn't always fulfill it. And so it was kind of a rocky relationship. We broke off and on and saw other people and stuff for the first 5 years.
那么在我们开始交往的前五年里面，因为我们都没有信主，所以个人的需求都不一样，所以有时候我们也就是这个有时也曾经分手过。
But then towards the end of that fifth year, I was going to leave. I was going to study abroad in France for a year.
那么在这我们交往的五年以后，那么我花了一年的时间到法国去留学。
And this was my junior year in college.
在这个时候我正是大三的学生。
And but right before I left, Vudi took me on a little trip. He took me to New Hampshire and to the White Mountains.
在我们离开之前，他带我到新罕布斯菲尔那边去旅游一趟。
And surprisingly, as we were, you know, he took me to this, I don't know, there's like this huge mountain with, it's called the Flume Gorge, and inside the mountain there's like this big chasm where you can actually walk through, and there's like a bridge and like a river flowing beneath, so like very, you know, romantic setting.
那我们到山上去，那里面就是有这个小桥流水，是一个风景非常美丽的地方。
And it was there that, you know, he surprisingly, to my surprise, he proposed to me.
那么非常，我感到非常惊讶的，他向我求婚。
And so he's like, yeah, and I was just like silent.
那我沉默了一阵子。
And well, the reason why I was silent is because I had a lot of, you know, things going running through my mind at the moment when he was, because there was a lot of pros and cons to marrying this guy.
为什么我会沉默了一阵子？因为我要这个思考。那么，因为现在如果要真正跟这个人结婚的话，那么有很多的事情需要考虑。
I mean, on the one hand, you know, he's a really good guy, he has a really good heart, and you know, but on the other hand, he had this.Uncontrollable rage at sometimes.
从优点来看，这个人非常的仁慈，很有爱心。可是缺点来看的话，这个人有时候很容易有时候很非常容易暴怒。
And I mean, sometimes it was like it seemed like every other week he was mad about something.
几乎是每隔一个星期这个人就会发一次脾气。
And I mean, he never took it out on me personally, you know, like in terms of, you know, physically hit me or anything. But there's like holes in my apartment walls because he punched the walls, you know.
他对我倒是没有什么暴力的行为，可是在我们公寓的那个墙壁上，他就敲破了很多洞。
Yeah, I mean, he was just, yeah, absolutely just crazy sometimes, yeah.
所以这个人有时候可以说情绪异常的不稳定。
I mean, there was one time, you know, like,I don't know, we were driving somewhere and we're at an intersection and a guy on a bike, you know, crosses the street, you know, on the, you know, pedestrian walk, and then he hit him. And he hit the guy on the bike, and then, like, he got out of the car, and then, like, I don't know what he was saying, but he was, like, yelling at the guy that he had just hit on the bike.
有一次，我们开车子，那么他就撞了一辆这自行车，他下来以后，就骂这个自行车的人。骑自行车的人
，I'm like, why are you yelling at the guy you just hit in the bike?
我觉得很奇怪，是他撞人家，为什么他反而骂人家
？And then, you know, he was just like, you know, I was trying to be nice and see if he was okay, but then he just started saying, "Oh, you hurt me, man." And then Vudi's like, he starts swearing at him, saying, "I'm gonna hurt you in a minute if you don't get out of here." And so he ran off.
他撞人家以后，那不但没有问人家的状况，反而骂人家，威胁人家，如果你不走的话，我就揍你。
And then, there's this other time. You know, we got our car towed.
有一次，我们的车子被拖去了，被拖走了。
And then he was, I could see in his eyes that he was really mad that we got our car towed.
我看出他的那个眼神是非常的生气。
He was just kind of like silent, and then he just like looked at me. He's like, "Stay right here, sit in the sidewalk, don't go anywhere."
那么他叫我说，在这个在路边等着。哪都不要去。
Then he took off to like, you know, to the car tow company, the car tow company. He was gonna like, I don't know, set on fire or something.
他就到拖车行去了。我不晓得他那儿做了什么事情。
So,
是不是放把火把拖车行烧了
？So yeah, I mean, you know, Vudi has a rough past too. You know, like the whole Cambodia thing, and he saw a lot of killing and in war when he was young. So all this was going through my mind when he was asking me if I wanted to marry him.
因为他在柬埔寨的那个日子里面，因为他经历过这些屠杀的事情，所以他的脑海里面就存在这种负面的影响。所以像这样的人，我真的要跟他结婚吗？
And so, because I didn't want to get stuck in, I don't know. Sometimes you hear that when you marry somebody and they change or they get worse, and I didn't really want to get stuck in an abusive relationship.
所以我有时候听过像这样的事情，如果跟这样的人结婚以后的话，那么会。对自己造成很多不必要的麻烦。
So I finally answered him, and basically I came, to a compromise with myself. I said yes, but with the condition that we're not going to get married until after I graduate from college, and I was thinking so many things could happen, and between now and then. So even it's just saying yes to a proposal doesn't necessarily mean you're going to end up marrying that person. So I kind of just left the door open.
最后我答应他，可是呢是带有条件的，就是要等到我大学毕业以后，那么因为在这一段时间里面还可能有很多的变数。
So I went off to France to study, and it was during that time that for a period of I was supposed to be for the whole year, but so I left in September, and between September and December, Vudi was converted.Basically, while I was away in France.
可是就当我在在这个法国的那个期间，大约就是九月到十二月这个时候，那么那个他就成了一个基督徒。
And the story goes that there was a sister that was working with him at the job that he worked in. She introduced him to Christ and came to our church and he started getting into the Bible studies.
他有一个这个同事是真教会的信徒。那么就请他到教会里面来。
So when I talked to him on the phone from France, he'd occasionally tell me some interesting testimonies that he's heard at church or something that's going on.
所以后来我们在这个电话中他就提到他所经历在教会里面所经历到这些非常有意义的事情。
And I thought, yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, just another, because he likes to get into things, and then but he doesn't really stick with them for too long.And so I figured this is just another one of those things that he was getting into, and then he'd soon drop.
我知道这个人没有长性一些事情很快的，就是五分钟的热度也许就像这一回，大概也不会太久。
Like he tried to play the flute, that lasted a month, and then he tried to do kung fu, and what was that, 2 months? And then he quit, and so, but each time he's really gung-ho about it, he's going to do it, and so I was okay, this is another church thing that he's going to do for a couple of weeks, and it'll pass.
比如说他学吹笛子大概没多久就放弃了学这个中国武功也是这样子，那么所以他到教会去我也想大概就是五分钟热度，没多久就完事了。
But then one evening, it was I think 4 o'clock in the morning my time in France, I received a phone call from him.
4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, 4 o'clock in the morning in Paris time.
Okay, 是有一天就在那个巴黎的这个早上4点钟的时候，他挂了电话给我。
And he was on the other line, and he was crying, he was sobbing, and I was trying to understand what was going on, because I thought it was something serious, somebody died or something, but he was just crying.
我听到他的电话里面哭我猜想一定是发生什么严重的事情，有些是可能有人离世了。
And I don't know, in between the sobs, he was able to utter a few words talking about God exists or something, and he'd cry, and he said God exists, and then he'd cry again.
What?
He said God exists.
Oh.
And then he'd cry.
他在电话里面哭着跟我说神真正存在的。
So I didn't know what was going on. I was what's the matter? Calm down and explain to me what's going on.
那个时候我觉得莫名其妙，叫他先静下来，然后再告诉我，发生什么事情。
And then I guess apparently that evening, he was moved by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit told him to get up to pray. And when he was kneeling down to pray, he felt this power rush through his head, and then he was speaking in tongue, and he felt like.He saw this, all the memories flash back. So it was just that experience that he had with the Holy Spirit that evening.
因为那天晚上啊，圣灵的感动，他起来祷告，他能够感知到圣灵的力量，那把自己过去所做的事情啊，都一一的呈现出来。所以这就是为什么他感受到神真正的存在。
And then you know he basically told me that, and then he told me to also kneel down and pray for the Holy Spirit as he had done.
啊，他也告诉我用同样的方子跪，同样的法子，那跪下来祷告求圣灵。
And I mean, I really didn't know how to react to this because, on the one hand, I was like, has he just gone completely nuts? Or, you know, but on the other hand, like, I don't know, he doesn't cry all that often. And so I knew something has happened. I didn't really know what, but it was pretty dramatic.
So, 我在脑子里面有两个想法。第一个，他是不是，是不是，他是不是有些，脑子有什么问题？或者是说，他真正经历了什么事情？像他这样的人，通常是不大会哭的。
And I don't know, but I don't know. It was really real, whatever it was, and so I agreed to you know, because he wouldn't let me get off the phone unless I told him that I'd give it a try. And so I was like, okay, I'll give it a try.
那我后来才知道，他讲的这个是句句是事实。那么他甚至跟我讲说，如果我不照他的话去做，他就不挂断电话。
And so a few months later, it was Christmas break, and I was on my way home back to Boston for the holiday.
所以在几个月之后，也就是在这个年末的假期的时候，我回到这个波士顿。
And it was there where, like, pretty much, I don't know, God convinced me, that Rudy was a changed man.
当我回家以后，我才真正的神最后真正的使我明白那个武道弟兄的确是改变了。
I remember this airport encounter very vividly. It was, you know, I was walking down and he was like dressed up in a little suit and had his hair combed and he had his flowers, you know, so looking.
然后他到飞机场接我的时候，可以说是穿戴的非常整齐，头也梳得好好的，那么还带了花来。
Yeah, so he looked very handsome, but I couldn't get my eyes off of his face. It was like glowing.
那么他实在是非常的潇洒，非常的帅。
It was so, I don't know, so angelic, so like un-booty.
可以看出他充满了这个活力，充满了朝气。
And you know, it was just like he had no more creases left in his forehead, and, you know, all the anger marks it just kind of faded away, and he was just like a gentle smile.
他以前这个脸上这个带着那种怒气。的那种脸谱已经没有了，给我看到的是一个非常慈祥的人。
And then when he spoke to me, it's like the words were so soft, it's like my heart melted.
他跟我说话也是这个非常的这个的柔和。
And so I really, you know, from that moment on, I really thank God for pretty much, you know, molding my would-be husband into the man that I wanted.
那么从那个时候起，我才深深的感受到神把他重新的塑造。
And then when I got back to my apartment, I guess him and a bunch of other sisters in Boston had conspired to, you know, set my whole room up with like tons of flowers. And so I walked into this, like, a whole room filled with flowers.
当我回到公寓去以后，发现到其他教会弟兄姐妹们把我的房间都装饰到。给我的房间被装饰到鲜花朵朵。
And I was really touched because I didn't know any of these, you know, brothers and sisters in church who had, you know, who had cared so much about a brother's wife. I don't know to go to her room and put flowers there.
我因为当时我还没有接触到教会弟兄姐妹们，这件事情让我非常的感动他们能够这么样子的有爱心来对待其他的弟兄姐妹。
And so, you know, then you know, that Sabbath, you know, he took me to church, and I met everybody at church, and everybody was nice, and everybody looked like angels, and so it was a good feeling.
所以那个安息日，他带我到教会去，我看到每个人都像那个天使般的可爱。
Although I believe I did snore that first time at Sabbath, I fell asleep.
但是我还记得我第一次聚会的时候，那么我睡着了。
But, you know, shortly after that, just kind of everything just went really smoothly for us. We had, you know, one day we were, you know, kneeling down to pray, and we got up and we just decided, let's get married like this summer, you know. And so therefore, you know, I'm not going to go back to France to finish off my semester, my year abroad.
所以，我们这一次的祷告以后，就决定在夏天我们要预备结婚而我也打算不再回这个不再回这巴黎去了。
So we had it all planned out. We're going to get baptized in April at the Spiritual Convocation in Jersey. We're going to get married in July and then go to NYTS for our honeymoon. And so that year was going to be busy, yeah.
所以我们在那年的就是在四月在新泽西教会灵会的时候在伊丽莎白教会灵会的时候我接受洗礼然后在七月举行婚礼完了以后我们就参加这个全国青年神训班。所以我们的蜜月就是在全国青年神训班度过的。
But there was like some of my own personal family stuff that I had to get resolved before I could move forward in my faith.
可是在我信心要提升的过程当中，我家里那些事情也要处理。
And over the years, I had you know developed you know a lot of resentment against my my mother because you know I blamed her for the divorce and kind of not having like a mother figure around when I was growing up.
在过去的相当长的岁月里面，我对母亲的印象不好，我对她有诸多的抱怨，由于特别是他们在离婚的这件事情上。
And you know the feelings were most tense when I was abroad. I remember actually I wrote her a pretty emotional letter, kind of saying, you know, I want nothing to do with you anymore.
可是后来我写封信，要我结婚的时候写封信给我妈妈，就说对我的。我对他的这些怨恨都没有了，都一笔勾销了。
So, but you know, when Vudi and I decided to get married, and we finished getting up and praying, the first person I thought about was my mom, because I wanted to share the good news, you know, with her. But then at the same time, like we really didn't have that good of a relationship, so I didn't really feel like she deserved to know.
当我要结婚以后，我觉得，我本来是不让我母亲知道，因为觉得说她不应该知道这些事情。
But really, thank God, like you know, it was really funny because after Vudi and I had just finished praying, like a few minutes later, the phone rang, and you know, my mom doesn't usually call that often, and it was kind of weird that she had called that time because I was supposed to be in, you know, I was in France during most of the year, and she called and basically, you know, she told me that she had received, you know, my letter and she wanted to talk about it.
Oh. 可是当我跟我先生祷告以后，过了几分钟，我妈妈就打电话来，因为她收到我的信，所以她愿意跟我谈一下。
And I really thank God because I think that was like the first time for like you know for the longest time that my mom and I actually talked like you know just openly about life and issues and you know all my feelings that I had and then you know then and, you know first it started off kind of negative but then it ended up like you know mom getting married and you know gonna fly down and we're gonna, you know, kind of start over. So it was a good note.
我们有一段很长的时间都没有说过话了。我们先谈一些比较负面的事情，后来谈到一些正面事情，关于结婚的事情，这些等这些。
So I really thank God, you know, for reconciling my relationship with my mom.
很感谢神使我能跟母亲再一次的和好。
Shortly after that, my grandfather passed away, and he lives in Southern California, where my mom lives at the moment. And so I was going to fly out to my grandfather's funeral to Southern California.
Which side? Your mother's side?
My mother's side.
没有多久，我的外祖母，我的外祖父啊，住在南加州的外祖父去世了。
And I was sad, you know, because my grandfather had passed away, but I was also kind of excited because it'd be like the first time I saw my mother again, and like since we've had that phone conversation, and so I was looking forward to kind of patching things up.
因为我的外祖父跟我母亲在一起住，在一方面我感到很难过，另一方面我也感到很兴奋，因为我跟我母亲已经很久没有见面了。
And so when I got to the funeral home, I saw my stepfather, and that was really uncomfortable feeling because, you know, my stepfather, I pretty much blamed him for kind of like taking my mom away for, you know, the family and breaking up. And he wasn't a very nice man anyways. And so I just, all this like childhood, you know, memories of, you know, bad stuff kind of came back up when I saw my stepfather.
Oh. 那 后来啊，当我来这个到殡仪馆的时候，就看见我的这个继父。那么我对继父的印象非常不好，因为我过去曾经埋怨他是把我妈妈抢走了，所以在儿时的这些很不愉快的这些记忆又重新回到我的脑海里。
So, you know, in the funeral home, I just kind of like avoided him the whole day. Just kind of like if he was in one corner of the room, I'd go to the opposite corner of the room, just like I'd just totally not have to like see him.
啊，所以在殡仪馆里面的那一天，这个时间里面，我都离得我的继父远远的。
But my heart was heavy that whole day, and you know, when I got home back to our house that evening, I was just really feeling really heavy-hearted, and so I decided to, you know, to open up the Bible, you know, just see, find some words of comfort.
啊，所以我那一天的心情非常的沉重，啊，所以回到这个住所以后，我设法从圣经上找到安慰我的话。
And I guess you could turn with me to Matthew.
请看马太福音书。
So I was reading the book of Matthew. This was like for the first time in my life.
其实这是我在生命里面第一次读这个福音书我翻到马太福音。
And as you know, I was reading just through the chapters and you know about Jesus' birth and everything. And then I got to I was really excited. And then I got to like when he was giving you know the sermon on the mount.
当我读到耶稣的登山宝训的时候。
And then when I read to, I turned to Matthew chapter 5.
当我翻到马太福音书第五章
，verses 43 to 48，
43节到48节。
And let me read to you, verse 43. You have heard that it was said, "You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you.That you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Therefore you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect.
马太福音书第五章四十三节，你们听见有话说，当爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告，这样就可以做你们天父的儿子。因为他叫日头照好人，也照歹人，降雨给义人，也给不义的人。你们若单爱那爱你们的人，有什么赏赐呢？就是税吏不也是这样行吗？你们若单请你弟兄的安，比人有什么长处呢？就是外邦人不也是这样行吗？所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
And when I read, you know, it was just like the whole timing of the issue. It was really just cut my heart because, you know, on the one hand, you know, God had blessed me with so much recently, and you know, in terms of my relationship with my husband and my mother, and I was just really just joyous, you know, to be in church and to experience the love of God.But then at the other hand, when I was reading this, it's like, you know, God knew that I had this deep down resentment, you know, well, I guess borderline hatred for my stepfather and for me to hold this inside of me. God was telling me to let it go, and I wasn't willing at the moment.
当我读到这段经节的时候，我的心，这段经节深处扎入我的心里面。在一方面那么我跟我的先生跟我的母亲在教会里面我们是这样的和睦我们过着这样子喜乐的生活可是在另一方面我对我的继父在心里面还存着恨
So I was really feeling just really torn inside because on the one hand you know I wanted to please God you know and do the right thing and you know have love and forgivenessBut on the other hand, I was, you know, this man had hurt me so much, and for me to, you know, this, you know, 15 years of built up resentment, I couldn't just possibly just release it in one day.
好，那么在一方面我了解到学习到要能够去爱人，要能原谅人，可是对我这个继父这个造成15年这么大伤害的人叫我在一夕之间。就能够把一切都忘掉，似乎办不到。
And so, you know, not really, but knowing what to do, I just kind of like, well, let me just kneel down and pray about it.
正当我不知道要如何去做的时候，那么我跪下祷告。
And really thank God. I mean, that was one of the best prayers I've had in my life, where I just kind of, I was just crying in my prayer. It was just more like sobbing to God than praying, but I was just like crying. And in my mind, I was just thinking, you know, God, I know what you want me to do. You know, you've showed it here in the scripture, but you know what? I don't have the energy, the strength, or the desire to do this. So if you really want me to, you know, have this heart of forgiveness, then, you know, it has to be through you. You know, you got to help me.
在祷告里面，这可以说是我一生里面所做的最深入的祷告。我在祷告里面向主耶稣哭着说，你告诉我当怎么样，我知道你告诉我，你已经跟我讲了要怎么去做，可是我没有力量去行，求主，求主赐给我力量。
And I, you know, that was like, when I got out of that prayer, it was just kind of like this great 1,000-pound of weight that had been sinking down, and my heart was just instantly lifted, it was gone.
这祷告完以后，我感觉到的这个千斤的重担被挪去了。
And I liken it to, you know, the story of Joseph, you know, when he was, you know, releasing, you know, in his praying, and he released his brothers from there, you know, from what they had done to him, and he, you know, forgave them. And he was just like yelling, you know, I just kind of felt like that type of just that release that you can't really describe, except that you just feel so free afterwards and light.
我这样的感受就好像约瑟对他的兄弟们一样，虽然他的弟兄把他卖了，甚至要害他的性命，可是约瑟饶恕了他的弟兄，我那时的心境就跟约瑟一样。
And I know that it wasn't just a temporary disposition, because, you know, the next morning we had gone back to, you know, the funeral home, and I once again, you know, saw my stepfather, but this time I saw him, it was so different. Like, I felt nothing, you know, like no hate, no resentment, no anything. And I actually, you know, went up to him and, you know, and greeted him, and kind of sincerely in a way. And actually what I felt was pity more than anything else for this man.
可是第二天当我回到殡仪馆去的时候，我再次见到我的继父，那我整个心境都不一样了。我向他这个问好。那么在过去我对他的那种抗拒的心态跟那种恨他的心态都没有了。我甚至可怜这个人。
Yeah, so that episode really increased my faith, because it was, you know, nothing short of a miracle.
这件事情这件像神迹般一样的事情加添了我的信心。
And so I got, you know, I came back, and, you know, so Vudi and I, we got married in July, and we went to NYTS in August, and we were confirmed to have received the Holy Spirit at NYTS, and it was just a really good time.
那么我跟武道结婚了以后，我们在七月份参加那个青年这个神训班，我们在那个里面也得到圣灵。
And God blessed us with a condo in Boston, so we moved to that condo in Boston. And it was the 2 years in Boston, you know, we were having so much fun with all the brothers. Well, actually, it's just the sisters. Vudi was the only brother around. But it was just the sisters and Vudi, and we would, you know, we'd go places, you know, all the time. We'd go to every, like, seminar in New Jersey, every NYTS together. We'd drive down to Philly together, and we'd come back up, and we had so much good fellowship. And even every single day, there was, like, you know, people who lived close to us, and they would just come over, and we would just, like, eat together and pray together. So it was really just a great time, you know, with all the youth, a really, really good bonding time.
我们在以后的这个两年的岁月里面，我们也感谢神，我们搬进一个共管式的公寓。我们跟弟兄姐妹们的确度过非常美好的时光。我们参加聚会。我们不但是在本处，我们也到其他地方去，像费城，我们参加灵会、灵修会。的确，那两年是一个非常非常美好的时光。
And really, God, you know, worked mighty works during that period of time too. We had so many just friends and truth seekers coming, you know, to want to know God. I remember there's like this one time where we were having like an evangelical service in our small apartment. It was just in the living room. There was like 30 people jammed in our living room. They were just like all over the floor, you know, and they were like pouring into the library area. There were so many people just like wanting to hear God's word.
在那个时候有不少的慕道朋友来，甚至在我们的校的那个公寓里面，我们也开很简短的慕道会，都挤满了人。
Yeah, so, and so the time came where we, you know, 2 years later, we sold our condo, and made a generous enough amount to be able to put down on a house in Framingham, which is about 30 minutes west of Boston.
我们在两年以后卖掉公馆公寓，筹到一些钱， 那么就在波士顿的西部 的芬明村的地方，我们买了一个房子。
And we had a blast in Framingham as well. I mean, it was like a party every weekend at our house, and like church party, right? You know, and it was just like, yeah. And we got to really develop some good relationships with the older members, right? With the family members who lived, you know, outside of the city, and people would come over, you know, after Sabbath, and we just have barbecues and I don't know, just hang out together, play ping pong, and hosted a lot of you know, pastors and stuff that came around. So that was a really good time too.
的确，我们搬到这个新的屋子去以后，我们跟比较住在市郊以外的弟兄姐妹们，每个星期我们都有团契，这么在一起，的确大家是感觉非常的美好。我们也接待传道人到我们家来住。And
then you know, and then last year, Vudi decided to, you know, well, we had decided long ago before that, but Vudi was accepted to the TT program. And so, you know, he left to go to, you know, thank God, God accepted him to the ministry.
在去年，实际上在更早的时候，他武道已经准备要参加神学训练，所以去年他就正式开始神学的这个训练课程。
And God really blessed me with a wonderful job too, you know, because I don't know, when I came in, they were doing really well. The minute I came in, like business kind of just dropped, and then so therefore there was a lot of like company mandated days off that we had to take off, you know, furlough days, and so because of all that, I was able to go to all these like NYTS and you know all these seminars because, and the company paid for it. I just owed them, you know, vacation hours, but it was really just an opportunity to be able to go because, you know, once you first start working for a company, you can't take like, you know, 2 weeks off at a time. But there was one summer I took 2 weeks off to go to the Holy Worker Seminar, and then another 2 weeks off to go to the NYTS, which took like a whole month off that summer. It was great.
感谢神，我在工作上能够拿这个假期来参加灵修会或者参加这个神训班。
And there were so many layoffs. I think there's at least has been like a dozen layoffs at my company so far. But I mean, really, thank God, he preserved me throughout this time. And even now, like, you know, he gave me the opportunity to start while Vudi's away in school. I'm pursuing a part-time MBA program, and my company's paying for it. So really, God blessed me in that regard as well.
也很感谢神，甚至现在有很多的人下岗，可是那么神依然祝福我，那么甚至我可以。 在这个兼职的时间，去学校里面再修读这个商业行政的课程，而且这都是公司支付这些费用。So
you know, as Vudi and I, we look back in these past 5 years. I mean, we really just kind of are in awe because really God has blessed us in every way that we can think of, and we really lack nothing.
在那么过去的5年里面，神的确的这个祝福我们，我们没有缺少任何东西。And
but we do, you know, we understand that. You know, this is an investment that God has made in us, you know, and, you know, each one of us, we all have our own individual, you know, God-given talent and skills and acquired experience, and it's an investment that God makes in us, and hopefully, you know, we're able to give him a return on this investment.
这就好像神在我们身上的投资一样，神给我们每人的恩赐不一样，我们就要设法回报他。
Yeah, but I mean, I don't want to paint like a completely rosy picture, you know, of the last 5 years. There's definitely been down points.
那么在过去五年当中，不是时时都有顺境的，我们也经历过逆境。
I mean, for one, there was great opposition from Vudi's adopted parents. You know, when we got baptized into the church, you know, his adopted parents were from the Greek church, and they wanted Vudi to stay in the Greek church and get married in the Greek church. And so when we end up getting married in the True Jesus Church, they disowned us.
那么我们真见到遇见到这个武道他的那个继父继母，他们家庭反对我们在真教会洗礼跟结婚的事情，因为他的继父母都是属于希腊正教的。
I mean, it was for one full year, I believe, that they didn't speak to us. You know, we would send flowers and gifts and you know, leave messages, but they just, you know, nothing. They didn't come to our wedding.
那么差不多在一年的十月里面，他们都没有跟我们有任何的这个联系， 不管我们是送东西啊，或者是计划给他们，他们都没有跟我们联系，他们甚至都没有出席我们的婚礼。
But you know, I don't know, God takes care of his sheep because, you know, when Budi went off to TTP, his parents ended up coming in to live with us in our house in Framingham. And, you know, we have such a good relationship now, better than ever.
但是就在这个武道去参加神学训练以后，那么他的父母搬来跟我们住在一起。现在我们都维持非常良好的关系。
And when, you know, it was announced to my family, you know, my mom and dad, that, that Voodoo was going to join the ministry, I received a lot of opposition from my own family as to, you know, why would I want to choose this course of, you know, life.
那么我同样的，我父母他们，我自己父母也会说，也曾经提过，为什么我要过这样的生活？
Because I was telling them, you know, because, you know, once Voodoo, you know, graduates from the training, we'll have to kind of, you know, live an itinerant lifestyle where we'd be relocated, you know, every 6 years or so and just kind of travel here and there. And so my dad was really upset about that because, you know, he's like, you know, why, you know, Voodoo got his master's degree and you have a college education, you guys both have good jobs, you have a nice house here. Why do you want to, you know, just kind of let this all go and become like a minister, you know, and minister's wife? It just didn't make any sense to him.
那么我的父亲感到不解，因为当武道在神学训练以后成为专任传道，那么每六年我们差不多就要搬迁一次，所以我的父亲问说，你们两人都受到高深的教育为什么要过这样的生活？
But I don't know, I mean, I think God will straighten that out too eventually. My dad's still mad about it, but you know, he'll get over it.
我只有把一切放在神的手里面，虽然我的父亲很不高兴，但是神还是会带领的。
And then there was like a recent bout that I had, you know, with an illness. When Voodoo was away, is like the first 3 months he was out here, and I started having some stomach pains.
就在武道在这个西部的前三个月的时候，我的这个我的肚子感到不舒服。
And it was just kind of like this gnawing pain. I just kind of, you know, I just didn't think it was anything because I'm young, I'm healthy, so I really didn't pay all that much attention to it.
开始的时候，我不以为意，总以为自己很年轻，这是小事儿，小节。
But I don't know. One Tuesday evening, I was going to a brother's house for Bible study, and I pretty much collapsed on the staircase.
就在一个星期二，我到一个弟兄家里参加这个查经会的时候。我差一点昏倒在台阶上。
And this like bright red substance was spewing out of my mouth. I was vomiting blood.
我的这个口里面甚至吐血。
And so they rushed me to the emergency room. Thank God I you know, the person that we were having Bible study that he's actually a doctor, so it worked out nicely.
很感谢神。那么在那个家庭聚会在这个参加家庭读经的这有一位弟兄，他是大夫。他就把我送到这个急诊处去。
And when we got to the emergency room, I collapsed in the emergency room. I passed out because my blood pressure was so low. I had lost so much blood.
我们到了这急诊处的时候，我整个人就昏了过去。当时我的血压很低，而且这流了很多血，失了很多血。
And I remember during that time, I was like, the only thing I wanted to do was get a hold of Voodoo. And like, I kept on calling, and people kept on calling his cell phone, but he was like in a class or something with some ministers.
当时他们这个不断打电话给武道，可是他都没有接听电话，因为他那时候正在上课。
Like a couple hours later, finally, you know, was able to get a hold of him, and you know, when I heard his voice, I pretty much started just bawling like a baby.
当我听到他说话的时候，我差点像婴孩这样子的哭出来。
But then I resumed, you know, my composure because I knew I had to be strong for him.
可是后来我告诉自己说要坚强。
And I mean, you know, I'd like to say that, yeah, I was, you know, don't worry about anything, you know, faith in God, believe in God, yeah, you know, but like at that moment, I was just kind of like, I just wanted him to fly home and just be with me.
在那个时候，我非常希望他能够飞回来可是我告诉他说要信心，要坚强，靠神。
Of course, that's not what I told him. I told him, yeah, God will take care of us. This is a trial. We must get through.
可是我告诉他说要坚强，神会照顾一切。
But truly, God did take care of us because, you know, I just, you know, after I got off the phone with him, I just felt God's peace and God's comforts around me.
神的确照顾我那么跟我在我挂完电话以后，我内心感到非常的平安。
And that evening in the hospital, you know, kind of when all the visitors had left and stuff, and I was just by myself, and, you know, it was kind of like dark and dreary, and I think I could have been depressed, but I didn't. I just felt so just peaceful and joyful, just kind of by myself and with God's presence.
当所有的探访的人都离去以后，我自己一个人住在医院里面，那么可是内心却感到非常的这个平安。
Yeah, so that was, I mean, I thank God for that experience too, because really it truly, you know, helped Vudi and I in our faith in terms of that, you know, when we can't be together all the time, that, you know, God will be with us.
虽然我跟武道不能够常常在一起，可是神却与我们同在。
Yeah, and then there was also like a period of time where I wasn't all that faithful.
可是当我在信心低落的时候，
there was a period of time where I just, you know, I was doing a lot of stuff, like church work stuff, but I didn't feel like praying.
当我做教会的工作，可是我却没有放在祷告里面。
And somehow, I don't know, I was really tired. And when I'd pray, but then, like, you know, when I try to pray in spirit, in tongue, I'd grow weary, and so I just kind of stopped praying in tongue. I just kind of pray in silence, and then sometimes that praying in silence would just end up in slumber.
在那个我祷告的时候，我甚至觉得很疲倦，就开始用这个默祷的方式。
But I really didn't think anything of it because I was still like reading the Bible every day, and I was still praying. I just wasn't praying in tongue, and so somehow like I tricked myself into believing that it's okay. You don't have to pray in tongue because there's different modes of prayer, and so long as you do pray, then it's okay.
就在那段时间里面，我也读圣经，可是我对祷告就。我对祷告就认为说，我不一定用灵言祷告，只要祷告有祷告就可以了。
But you know, then I decided to check my logic with Vudi, and like, you know, when he was over in California, and then immediately, like, you know, alarms went off. He's like, oh, you need to pray in tongue. You know, you've got the spirit. You're low in spirit. You're weak. You know.
可是当我跟武道通电话的时候，他警告我说，你现在的灵性很低弱，你必须要坚强起来啊，你必须要用。你必须要在灵里祷告。
And really, you know, you don't realize how weak you are until you regain your strength, and then you realize how weak you are. Because after that, I was like, okay, you know, let me kneel down and try to just pray for half an hour in tongue. And after I felt like, you know, I regained my strength, I was like, oh wow, I was really, really kind of almost off over the edge there.
在这之后，我们就马上跪下来，用灵言祷告了这个半个钟头。使我自己的力量再次的信心再次提升起来。
And you know, and I really thank God because you know, in these instances where I understand God's purpose in joining, you know, two to become one, to be united in marriage.
所以我在主里面也深深的体会到这个夫妇是这个是一体的事情。
Because in, you know, in these instances where, you know, one is spiritually down, where the other person could, you know, pull that person up.
比如说当一个人灵性软弱的时候，另外一个人可以把他扶持起来。
Yeah, so it's really interesting because, you know, when we got married, I mean, like not, you know, we were happy, but our focus really wasn't about happiness, it was about, you know, holiness and coming closer to God, but, you know, along the way, happiness came along.
我们在灵里面可以感觉到这样的这个喜乐在主里面的合而为一。
And I think it's because, I don't know, when you do right in God's eyes, you know, that joy is there and it's genuine because you know you're doing right in God's eyes, and that's the gratification that we receive, you know, in serving Him.
在我们如果在神做神眼中看为正的事情那么我们就在主里面能够真正得到这样的喜乐。
Yeah, and so I guess, you know, as we end, I'd just like to leave you with a passage.
我再跟各位来分享一段经节。
If you turn to Jeremiah chapter 24,
请看耶利米书。
In Jeremiah chapter 24, there's
耶利米书二十四章。
There's a story of how the Lord had shown Jeremiah two baskets of figs. One was bad and one was good.
Oh.在这里面，神向耶利米那个指出有两筐的无花果。
And so he says in verse 5.
在第五节，神说
Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, like these good figs, so will I acknowledge those who are carried away captive from Judah, whom I have sent out of this place for their own good, into the land of the Chaldeans. For I will set my eyes on them for good, and I will bring them back to this land. I will build them and not pull them down. I will plant them and not pluck them up. Then I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return to me with their whole heart.
在耶利米书的24章第10节，耶和华的话临到我说，耶和华以色列的神如此说，被掳去的犹大人，就是我打发离开这里的加勒底人之地去的，我必看顾他们如这好无花果，使他们得好处，我要眷顾他们，使他们得好处，领他们归回这地，我也要建立他们，必不拆毁，栽植他们，并不拔除，我要赐他们认识我的心，知道我是耶和华，他们要做我的子民，我要做他们的神，因为他们要一心归向我。
And during this period of time historically, there was, you know, two types of people in Israel. There are the people that would get besieged in Jerusalem and they would die of famine and pestilence. And there's the people that would go into exile into Babylon.
在那个时候我们可以看到以色列国里面他们要被掳到外国去，要有饥荒等等的事情发生。
So this analogy is that the bad figs would stay inside of Jerusalem and get besieged, and you know, they'd be starved to death and die of pestilence and sword and famine.
这些坏的无花果就要留在耶路撒城里面那么遭遇到这些的灾难。
But the good figs, they'd be sent into exile.
那么这些好的无花果树他们将会将会到别处去。
And so for us, sometimes we think of ourselves like, you know, God, I was a good fig all my life, you know, why did you, you know, do this to me, this suffering, and, you know, why am I being sent into exile, why am I have to leave the comfort of my home to face, you know, all this slavery and to live in a foreign land.
有时候我们要想想看为什么我做的一切都是正的事情神要把我像好的无花果一样流亡到别的地方去，受到这样的苦难，作为别人的奴隶。
But sometimes we can't see as God sees, and you know, He says this. He says, "I have sent out of this place. I have sent out of this place for their own good into the land of the Chaldeans." So God sent these good figs, you know, out into exile, into slavery for their own good, although they did not know it at that time.
就像圣经上所说的。那么我必看顾他们如这好无花果，使他们得好处，我也要眷顾他们，使他们得好处。
But there will be a time if we wait long enough, if we could keep our faith and hold on, that God will bring us back and back into, you know, the land which He promised us, and He's going to give us a heart to know Him, and He'll be our Lord forever.
我们如果能够忍耐到底，神就必带我们归回那美好的住处。
So this is a great story for me, it was a great story of encouragement to understand that, you know, like, my life had not been ideal kind of growing up, but I don't know, God has His plan. And Vudi's life definitely hadn't been ideal growing up, but, you know, together and in Christ, we have a great hope ahead and that we could look forward to that. And we could, you know, we're really excited to see how God unfolds, you know, the story each step of the way.
我们两个人虽然在过去的生活那么经历过这些很不愉快跟苦难的事情，可是在主里面我们相信神我们照着神的脚步去做，那么我们可以一步一步的能够更清楚的看到神的旨意。
And so I'm reminded, you know, in Ecclesiastes it talks about how there's a time and season for everything that happens underneath the sun, and you know, in good season and in time, God has His purpose for everything. And I think for us, if we just do our job and just wait for His timing.
所以就像传道书里面告诉我们的我们在日光之下，我们做的就是要顺服神的旨意，要照他的脚步去做。
And it's kind of, I like it to analogy where, you know, we're kind of all in an orchestra and God is the conductor and, you know, we each have to play our part.
所以就正如我们是一个这个交响乐团的这个团员这样的演奏员，神是这个整个乐团的指挥。
And if we each play our part, then it will be, you know, a beautiful sounding music to God's ears. But if we're in disharmony, then it won't sound too good. So I think, you know, God's purpose for us is that never mind, you know, what's going around, just play your part.
我们每个人要各尽其职，那么这样子才能够奏出非常美好的和声。
So thank God, and you know, really, you know, the verse that comes to mind as I conclude is that you know, God will do. You know, God will do. We could do all things, you know, through Christ Jesus who gives us strength.
我们做任何事情一个很重要的观念就是。
And if you'll,
基督赐给我们力量,
sorry. And if we could sing one hymn, if we could sing hymn 57.
让我们一起来唱, 赞美诗 57首。
And this is a great hymn written by Charlotte Elliott. She was a woman who, at a very young age, had a debilitating disease which pretty much left her bedridden for the rest of her life.
57首是这个 Charlotte Elliott 所写的，那么她经过的这个很多种的病痛。So,
but in her misery, while she was on the bed, you know, in pain and in agony, a minister came to her and said to her, "You know, Charlotte, you know, you must come just as you are, a sinner, you know, to the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world."
当时有圣职人员来看她，告诉她说，你是个罪人，要求神把你的罪除去。
And so we each, you know, like myself, I mean, I just come just as I am. I don't know what I have to offer, but whatever it be, whether it be a few fish and a few loaves, I'm going to put it at Jesus' feet and just watch a miracle happen.
我们不管做什么，甚至就是我们要像这个用这种五饼二鱼的精神，把我们一切奉献到神的面前，其他的就交托在神的手里。
Should we sing together?
我们唱诗57首。
小弟在四年多前参加在 New Jersey 的地方参加Vooty跟Sister Ha他们的婚礼。
And I attended, actually both of us attended Brother Vooty and Sister Ha's wedding about 4 years ago in Elizabeth, New Jersey.
当时候呢只是 到那边去聚会，因为那时候我已经搬到这里来了，所以对那边的情形其实不是很了解。I
relocated to San Jose. It just happened that it's just coincidentally I went there to attend on business trip and to attend the wedding.
那当时候不认识他们。I
do not know Brother Woody and Sister Ha.
只觉得说感谢神他们来信主。
And in my heart, I give thanks to the Lord. They came to believe in God.
对他们过去也不是很了解。
And I do not know their past history.
但是今天听四十号这样子的见证, 让小弟再次的感受到神的恩典是何等的大。
And today, after listening to her testimony, I can sense to the greatness of God's blessing.
四年来他们在信主的过程之中，神怎么样子来带领他们的脚步？
Especially in the past 4 years, how did the Lord guide their footsteps?
那 Brother Woody 呢，他能够出来献身来为主来做工。
Especially Brother Woody can dedicate himself to serve the Lord.
这真的是让人的。 如果从人的眼光来看，这真的是一个很不可思议的事情。
So in the eyes of man, this is indeed incredible.
但是真的是在神凡事都能。
But in the Lord, everything is possible.
只要我们人愿意来亲近这位真神。
As long as we have the desire to draw near God,
我们就可以从他里面得到 意想不到的平安，还有无数的恩典。
We have received abundant blessings and unexpected peace.
好，我们时间也到了。那我们接下来我们要一起来祷告。We're
going to pray together.
那我们这次的祷告，第一次的时候，小弟是带领大家用悟性的方式来祷告，也就是人所听得懂的话语来带领大家来向这位真神来祷告。In
the first prayer, we pray in understanding.
那接着下来，小弟，我们要一起来用。 灵来祷告。Next,
we're going to pray in tongue.
因为这是神所应许要赐在我们每一个人身上的圣灵。
This is the promised spirit given by the Lord.
只要我们愿意来向他祈求，凡是愿意真心的去信靠他的，神就要把圣灵来赏赐给这些人。
As long as we have the desire to pray for His Spirit, and the Lord will give the Holy Spirit.
那我们祷告的时候，要奉耶稣基督的圣名来祷告。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
天下人间没有赐下别的名可以靠着得救的，唯有主耶稣的圣名，我们可以借着他能够来得到恩典。
There's no other names given between heaven and earth to be saved.
所以我们在祷告的时候
Only the name of Jesus.
所以我们在祷告的时候，首先我们先要念奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Therefore, the first statement we make is in the name of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣告诉我们说，我们要敬拜他，就要我们的心灵和诚实来向他敬拜。
We must use our spirit and truth to worship him.
所以最重要的是我们的心。
Therefore, the most important part is our heart.
而我们的心在我们的祷告之中，一定要专心的来仰望他。
We concentrate our mind in our prayer and look upon him.
如果我们来的朋友们，如果你心灵上面有什么的需要你可以大胆的在心里面来向他来诉说。
To our first-time friends and visitors, if you have any need in my heart, you may tell our Lord.
那慈爱的真神按着他的旨意就来成全我们的需要。
And our loving God will grant your request.
那我们在祷告之中呢，我们请大家来念Hallelujah, 赞美主耶稣。
In the prayer, we repeatedly say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
这是我们祷告的一个最有效的一个方法。
This is the most effective way of prayer.
因为在祷告之中，我们可以尽量的来赞美天上的这位的真神。
We can keep on praise our Lord in heaven.
我们看到天上在的长老怎么样子来向神来祷告的时候，从启示录里面可以得到一点的启示。
In the book of Revelation, we can learn from those elders who praise the Lord.
他们就是用哈利路亚这句话来赞美神。
They repeatedly say Hallelujah to praise the Lord.
这个哈利路亚意思就是赞美神的意思。
Hallelujah is praise the Lord.
那我们如果用这样子的一颗心不断的来称颂他。神就要来垂听我们的祷告。
If we keep on saying Hallelujah, the Lord will listen.